So we are up to the sugya on Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Itmar iskabeli giti, v'ishtecha amar iskabeli giti, v'hu amar holech v'tenla. It's a repeat of what we've been discussing up until now. If a man says be mekabel, a woman says to be mekabel a get, and the shliach reports it correctly, v'ishtecha amar, he reports to the man that the woman had said iskabeli giti. And the husband says, "Holech v'tenla." Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Nasa Shlucha v'Shlucha v'Choletzes. On the one hand, the shlichus works. On the other hand, it's both the shliach of the man and the shliach of the isha, which is strange. So the Gemara is saying that it's some type of safek. Lememra de mesafkele le rav. Yeholach kischi dami or lav kischi dami. So if you say holach kischi dami, so then in such a case, as we've seen earlier, then he's turning he's affirming that the shliach is a shliach le kabbalah. So the Gemara is saying as follows, that we have a safek. So it's a safek whether it's his shliach or her shliach. And then in such a case, the halacha would be that if, for whatever reason, the get is not given, so then we would have a state in which there would be a need for chalitza. Asks the Gemara, "Va'itmar, but didn't we learn ha'ilch money plani shani chayiv loy? Amarav chayiv b'achr yusay v'im balachzar ena chayzer. But didn't we learn that the halacha is that if you say ha'ilch money leplani, so the halacha is he can't be chayzer? That is a Gemara on Daf Yud." Dalid. The halacha is if he says Haylech Mana Leplaini on Yudalid Amid Aleph Haylech Mana Leplaini Shani Chayev Loi. So the Gemara over there assumes that Holech is Kischi Dami. So there's a machlokis between Rav and Shmuel about Achrayis, but that's a technical machlokis in regards to Migul. But the Gemara there says the Kule Alma Holech is Kischi over there. So the Gemara asks, so you see Holech is Kischi? So answers the Gemara, Hasam over there, Safik Mamona Lakula. There, the halach is that Safik Mamon goes Lakula. Hacha, Safik Isura Lachumra. Over here, we still have a Safik, and we have to go Lachumra. Rashi explains, Nasa shlucha v'shlucha v'choletzes imeis habal kodim shi'giget liyada choletzes v'lo misyav emes misafkele iholach kischi v'niskarsha v'kabalos o'shelze ilav kischi. Did the gerushin take effect? And we learned chayv ha'mishalech b'achru yusa sheri lo tzivohu ha'malve l'sholcha. That's not really directly important for schi, but v'im lachzor ein achozer alma kischi dami. So we see that holach is kischi. Says the Gemara, Safik Mimona Lekula. Va'amotzi mechavero yodol al tachtona, l'fichach eina chozer. So we say, Safik Mamon goes Lekula, and so therefore we have a Safik. So the halacha would be that what he does is binding. What he does is binding. He can't be chozer. Okay. So I want to first, before we get to the sugya of Holech Kischi, I just want to spend a couple minutes just analyzing this point of Safik Mamon Lekula as far as our sugya is concerned. So we have, it's interesting, the Gemara here is saying that Safik Mamon Lekula, and therefore it's considered as if he sent the money. So it was in the Shliach's hand. There's a question of Holech. Was it Kischi? Let's say the Mishaleach dies. So did the guy get it? Or did the guy not get it? So the halacha is that the mishaleach can't be chozer. It's already considered in the hand of the shliach. Why? Because amotzi mechaver al varaya. So the Pnei Yeshua makes an interesting point. The Pnei Yeshua points out, really, is it already in the hands of the person who got it? It's in the hands of the shliach. Who's the muchzik over here? Who's going to be the muchzik? So that's an important question we need to ask in pshat, that the Gemara automatically assumes it's the hand of the one who received it. So there's the Pnei Yeshua answers that question in his first line. I photocopied the Pnei Yeshua for you. It's in the one that has Perek Shishi on the cover. That's the Ramban On the next page, you have the Pnei Yoshua by us. And the Pnei Yoshua says, Upirush Rashi, Hamotzi Mechavero, Yodoa Tachtona, Mashma da Shliach Mikri Muchsuk, Mishum Shu Ketofes Lebal Chov. So Pnei Yoshua adds, the Shliach is being Tofes for a Bal Chov. In other words, he's not Stam a Shliach. This was a case of where the fellow owes him money. So if we're talking about a case of where the fellow owes him money, so then it's like Tofes Lebal Chov. And therefore, we consider it as if the shliach is actually the hand of the recipient. That's what the Pnei Yoshua explains. And the Pnei Yoshua points out, then that will be different by matana. Masha'en kein b'matana lo shayach lomar kein. V'lo mikri ha-shliach muchzak. De'becheskes marikam l'koy. So the Pnei Yoshua points out that this is going to work out, and we're going to see in the Rishonim, that this is going to work out well, that when it comes to Matana, Matana is going to be a little different. Okay. So that's the Pnei Yoshua's point, that we just need to explain that the Yad Shliach is being Tofes, something even though he didn't look at himself as a Tofes, but the Mishaleach is sending it to the guy who's owed the money, and therefore the fellow is considered like a Shliach, not Stam a Shliach, he's considered like someone who's Tofes the Bachov. And that's how he's going to be entitled to it. Yes, Yehuda.
If the shliach is viewed as a yada richta, then would you say the same? Or
so this is not a regular yada richta. It's not a yada.
I'm just saying that the shliach is not just a shliach, but Tobi's malchum.
That's you need to say that because otherwise the gemara doesn't make sense.
What? But if you said that a shliach is an extension of the Mikabel's hand, so then why would you need an?
No, the Pashto says he's not the extension of Mikabel's hands. Pashto says he's, well, I thought when you were saying Yod HaRichta, that he's the Yod HaRichta of the Mishaleach. So then in such a case, then you should say that he's the Mochsuk, the Mishaleach is the Mochsuk. So before we get to all the Rishonim and putting together all the Sugyas and so on and so forth, it always has to start with Pshat on the Daf. So that, just to understand, what does the Gemara mean when we're talking about that he's a Mochsuk? I agree you could call it a Yad HaRichta, but hafuch, this Yad HaRichta doesn't make sense that we should say that it goes to him. So that, the Pnei Yeshua says, is the Pshat. By the way, I'm not going to make reference, Bli Neder, to this Pnei Yeshua Behemshech, but I'd like you to help me. I think the Pnei Yeshua on his own, because of this Cheshbon, he points out that when it comes to where there's a Chov, so then in such a case, Tofes Lebal Chov. In contrast to Matana, notice, of course, on the board, we have a case of Chov and we have Matana. Maybe I made a mistake by calling your attention to it, but we're going to have a case of Matana and Chov, right? So Pnei Yoshua just points out that when it comes to Matana, you're not going to have that Svara. And the Pnei Yoshua is ending up, starts developing our sugya, that everything over here is really a Safek, and it just happens to be that by Matana, you have a Safek, and he's not Mezaket on him, because it stays by the Mishaleach versus by Chov, then he is, and then he takes this idea of Safek throughout. We're going to see that the Rajva is going to do something similar. And I haven't wrapped my mind around whether Pnei Yoshua was essentially mechaving to the Rajva. He doesn't quote the Rajva, or it's another pshat. But Pnei Yoshua happens to be a beautiful start off for what we're going to see, B'siyata D'Shmaya in the Rishonim, but we're using it just to be Masbir Rashi, just to be Masbir the Gemara, and he points out that'll be the difference between Matana and Chov, and we're going to see that Chov, we're going to say Holech Kischi, and by Matana, we're going to say Holech Lav Kischi. So according to the Pnei Yoshua, it's just that, it could well be, it's just a Safek, and when it comes to one case, he's being Mezaka on his behalf. Tov. That's the Pnei Yoshua. Something else I saw, Gishmak, as far as this Safek and Mammon, is a great question. It's a pella that the question wasn't asked earlier. The question is, there are not a lot of Achronim on Gittin. So when I'm trying to look to see if some of the people are discussing what's on my mind, so there are not a lot of Achronim to look at. So I keep on looking at Rav Steinman. So he has nice things. So Rav Steinman in Ayelet HaShachar points out, remember we had a Rajba, that the Rajba had a Safek, even if you hold Holech Kischi, what does that mean? Does Holech Kischi mean that he mamish gets it, or you can't back out, right? That was the Rajba Safek. So Rav Steinman asks a bomb kasha from this Gemara. It's a very, very simple kasha. Rav Steinman Zatzal asks, But wait a second. In our Gemara, we're assuming that the guy, that the person that's getting it, is already on some level a muhsik. So we had the Pnei Yeshua's explanation how he's a muhsik. However you're going to explain, he's on some level he's a muhsik. But asks Rav Steinman, according to Pshat, the whole of Kisri is just a question of who has dibs, right? But it does, it's not that anybody, whether you could back out or not, that's the only question. But it's not that it's a left, the Rishus and the Mishaleach. So what's going on in our Gemara? Somebody must have asked this kasha before Rav Steinman was saying Shir and B'nai Brak. But anyhow, Rav Steinman Zatzal asked that kasha. That's on page Tav Dalet in the Ayelet Sashachar. It's a nice kasha. The kasha is like this. The kasha is that we learned the Rajba, that the Rajba had a suffix. This I'm going back to something we learned before. I apologize. If somebody doesn't recall that, put it on the side. We had seen a Rajba that had a suffix. What's the pshat of Holech Kizchi? Is the pshat Holech Kizchi that you right exactly with the riff and Rabbi Kiva Eger that someone has kedima? It's that he that in other words I can't back out. I'll be more precise. It's not right, but it's not his. Or do we say it starts to become his? So Rav Steinman asks, if we're going to say that the whole idea is that I can't back out, but it doesn't become his at all, so how could Rashi say over here, v'amotzi mechavero yodo atachtona? How is it yodo atachtona? Just that he can't back out, but there's no muchzuk over here. There's no muchzuk, and we want to be machriya safek based on this. That's a nice kasha. I was zochet a few times to be by Rav Steinman. But one time I saw him say Shir in Panovich. It was quite a scene. He was already in his 90s. He was saying Shir. And I walked in, and there were about 400, 500 Avreichim, and all in this big base medrash. And all of a sudden, like, a commotion erupts. He says something, and a commotion erupts. And the way it works, kind of Rav Panovich, is everybody begins to start screaming. And Rav Steinman's already 90 years old. I don't know how he's able to hear anybody. And then I see somebody bolt straight to Rav Steinman. I was like, scared that he's going to do something there or something. And he's like screaming something in his ear. That's kind of read the way Shir was over there. That Rav Steinman would say a few sentences and then everybody would start screaming. It would go on like this for a while. And then eventually people would start banging on the bima to quiet down. And he would say a few sentences and then again, everybody would start screaming. Anyhow, so I don't know what they screamed back to answer the kasha, but l'chura, it's a beautiful kasha. It's a nice kasha. Kasha needs to be asked. Okay. In the Rishonim, in our sugya, after we analyze our blot, is the Rishonim here are very, very comprehensive. The Rishonim deal, because this sugya is a very, very broad sugya. So Moreinu Rav Tversky Shlita points out that different sugya demand different approaches. I think what this sugya demands from us is just to make sidur, just to be mesader, where we have long rajbas, long rambans, just to be mesader the sugya, and just to see where everything comes. And then if we come out with a few ha'aros, matov manoim. But the goal here is not to say complicated chidushim, especially when there's so many different gemaras and so many different things that the Rishonim are saying at once. Kedai to start with sidur. So I figured I would put the four gemaras on the board. That's what we have over here. So we have a shayla holach kisri or lav kisri, and there are two basic nafkaminas that we have. Number one is in our sugya of a shliach lekabbalah. That if you say holach is kisri, so then in such a case, then the baal is affirming that he wants her to be a shliach lekabbalah. And number two is if we say holach kisri, so then in such a case you can't be chozer, and that's on daf yudal. We touched on those two nafkaminas. Okay, and there are four different gemaras. And what's interesting, not only are they four different gemaras, but they're four different gemaras and entirely four different sugyas. So gemara number one, we have in our sugya, in regards to whether she was divorced as a shliach lekabbalah, that's what we just learned. And we learned it was a safek, and if it's a safek, therefore, the halach would be, there would be no yibum, but there would be chaletzes v'lo misyavenes. Then we have a gemara, and let's do the gemara inside. The board is just a way of of putting things out for us. So then we have a Gemara on Lamed Beis on the Beis, where the Gemara is very, very explicit. The Gemara, three lines from the top, Amar Abaye, Naktinan, Shliach Matana, Hareyu Kishliach Haget. That whatever the halachos of Shliach Matana are similar to Shliach Haget. So what in the world was Abaye talking about? He's like a Shliach Haget. So Rashi says, that the bittul is going to work. Because over there, beginning of Hashleach, is talking about bittul haget. Says the Gemara, nafkamina laholech lav kischidami. That the nafkamina that he was also driving at is holech lav kischi. Rashi explains that even though matana is a schus, but holech is lav kischi. So Abaye was telling us that it's a shliach in regards to bittul, as well as that holech is lav kischi. So that's Gemara number one, and that is going to be the major problem that the Rishonim are going to have in our sugya. That we just got through saying that holech kischi is a safek, yet the Gemara on Lamed Beis on the Beis says beferish holech is lav kischi. So that's Gemara number two. Gemara number three is a complicated Gemara on Yudalid on the Beis. Complicated because the Gemara quotes so many different shitas. It's very hard to you know, when you're doing it, when you're in another sugya, just to follow what's going on in that Gemara. So the Gemara on Yudalid on the Beis going to test Vav Amid Aleph has many shitas in regards to Holech Mon Leploni V'Holach V'Bikshu V'Lo Matzo. A guy was, the Shliach was sent, the Lashon Holech, and he didn't find him, and then the Mishaleach dies. So now the Shaila was he Mizakit to the fellow? So in that Gemara, in the many, many different Shitas, is the Shita Reb Shimon Hanasi, and there Reb Shimon Hanasi says that the halacha is that's Yachzeru L'Mishaleach, that it goes back to the Mishaleach. In other words, there the Gemara is saying, Holech lav kisli. So that's what we put on number three, a matana. He's giving him a matana. So then chazul yosha mishaleach, and that tells us lav kisli. I mean, so that's the Gemara on Yudalid on the Beis. Now, Ravina Ravashi had a sense of humor because on Yudalid Amid Aleph they said the exact opposite. On Yudalid Amid Aleph, there we have a case where it's universal in the opposite direction. Itmar hoylech man el pani shani chayiv loy. So Amar Rav chayiv bachri Yusuf imlo lachzar ein echozer, and it's holech is kischi. Now that was the same Gemara that we quoted on Samach Beis on the Beis. That first glance seems to be a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Ultimately, the Gemara says loy dekuli alma holech is kischi. So here you have four different Gemaras. The last one's clearly holech is kischi. The next two holech is lav kischi, and then you have a Gemara that says it's a safek. So that is what's dancing around what's going on in the Rishonim. Now, one more point that we need to do before we go into the standard Rishonim themselves is to see the riff on our Gemara. The riff himself on our Gemara adds or just repeats the confusion, but there's going to be a machlokis then within the riff's formulation how to deal with this confusion. In other words, this is not as well noted. This riff. So if you take a look, the riff by us on our Gemara, on Chavches Amabez and Dapma riff in your grandfather's Gemara. So the riff says as follows: Amar Rabbi Abba Baruna Marav Nasa Shlucha Veshlucha Vemeis V'lo Igi Aget Liyada Choletzes V'lo Misya Vemes Alma Masafkele I Alachi Kareb Nasan Oy Karebi. Avol Amar LeHelech Beil Rebbe Beil Nasan Kischeidami. So we have a suffix by Holech, like the Rav Gemara Paskin. Helech is not, v'alocha krem nasan, da'omer holech lav kischei. And then the riff concludes, and the halacha is that holech is not kischei. Digar sinan b'perek ha-sholeach, amr abaye, naktinan shliach matan kishliach haget, v'mayin afkemina l'holech lav kischei dami. So, the simple way of reading the riff is that the riff is saying as follows. The riff is saying that we pass in holech is not kischei. We're going to see there might be another way of reading the riff. But the riff basically says our Gemara has a suffix. So basically what happens is that the riff paskins against our maskanas ha-Gemara because holech is not kischei based on our second Gemara of Abaye. Okay, that's the simple reading of the Rif. B'siyata d'shmaya, let's begin and see how the Ramban deals with our sugya. So the Ramban, we're just going to do with the first part of the Ramban, and maybe we'll make a big deal later on that the Ramban is very succinct and very straightforward in his first mahalach. He has other mahalachim, but his first mahalach we're going to see is a mahalach that is very persuasive, as well as that the Ramban is going to use it later on. We're going to go through the Rashba. We're not going to go through the whole Ramban, but the Ramban's opening sentence is so straightforward. Let's see it over there. So it says Ramban, Hadar min safik man lukula, kashali, mi dami. So Ramban says, why in the world are you going to be medami this case of get to the case of mama? Dilma holach begitin lav kischi dami, ubi pikadum kischi. Maybe Rav only said that in the case of pikadum. Kede ashka nami be pluksa be matana le pikadum. Dibba matana, here when he says pluksa, I think he means the difference. We see there's a fundamental difference already between the two gemaras of pikadum and matana. In other words, when I said Ravina Ravashi had a good sense of humor, so it's not a joke. It says Ramban, he starts off right away with a simple teretz. And that is that we say when it comes to pikadon, then we're going to say l'schi, halach is kisri. When it comes to matan, we're going to say lav kisri. Kedamri perikama halach grib shimin nasi v'lo masafkan on klal. When it comes to matana, there's no suffix. V'achinami mashum behidar shim perik ashaleach. And then he quotes also out the Gemara lama beis and beis. The Gemara lama beis and beis seems to also say halach is lav kisri. Ubi pikadon kaimalon karav desanya kavosei. Okay. So, what is the answer to the stira first between pikadon and chov? Excuse me, pikadon and matana. Pikadon and chov are generally put together. The difference is as follows. Now, when it comes to pikadon and chov, we're more likely to say holech means give it to him, because he owes it to him anyhow. So, if he owes it to him anyhow, so then in such a case, then when he says holech, presumably he wants to give it back to him. However, when it comes to matana, so it's a bigger nesina. He's giving him something new. He's giving him a matana. So says the Ramban, I'm going to go out of order. The Ramban says in the last line of this paragraph, just skipping a line, matana shu osa shliach me'atzmo ein ritzon olitein ela b'maton. The Ramban has a good sense of humor also, or a good sense of language. Ramban over here says, matana is also the same word as maton, is to give with slowly, with patience. V'chozer v'nimlach. And as I think what the Ramban means is, if I'm giving you a present, I don't really have to give you a present. And so I'm not going to give you the present until I've totally decided that I want to give it to you. And therefore, if I say holech, I don't mean that it should become yours until it finally reaches yours. However, when it comes to chov and pikadon, I already owe it to you. Since chov and pikadon, I already owe it, chov being the money I owe you, pikadon means that I was watching your pikadon, so it would be natural for me to give it back to you right away. In contrast, to give something away, so then in such a case, it's going to take longer. Oh, so, says that this is the difference. So number one, the Ramban says that's the answer to Sugya 3 versus Sugya 4. That pikadon is going to be something that he's going to want to give back, and therefore it's going to happen immediately. In contrast to matana, it's maton. Says Ramban, the same thing regards to get. V'ikol lememer, the sri will be gemar de gitin nami. That gitin is going to be like mat pikadon. Why? Kivan sha'asoso isha shliach kabbalah v'zenos l'stam domi lepikadon. So Ramban uses the yisod that we saw from Tosfos on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. That Tosfos on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph had told us, this is not a stam case of Holech Kizachi. It's not something in a vacuum. There already was an initiation to create a Nesina. Just like when it comes to Pikadon and Chov. there's already an initiation to create the Nesina, the initiation being that I really owe him the money, that the Pikadon really belongs to him. So too over here by Get. What does that mean? There was no initiation. What type of initiation? The answer is that she appointed a Shliach. That's what Tesis told us on Samach Gimel Amin Aleph. So Tesis already told us that in general we would say, Holech Lav Kischi. But, and that's going to be Tosis' approach as well. So the Ramban is working in the same world, and the Ramban is essentially pointing out that this idea of Tosos is inherent in regards to the Psak, the difference between Pikadon and Matana. That's fundamentally part of the difference. So this is the Ramban's Yisod. Dainu. That if there has already been an initiation, so then Holech is more likely to be Zechi if there hasn't been any initiation to the process. Beautiful. Okay. The Rashba quotes the Ramban. And let's see. Now we're going to do most of our Amelos in the words in the Rashba. The Ramban goes on. Arya pointed out to me very well, the Ran has an excellent summary of the Ramban. There are some even nuances in the Ran that aren't enforced in the Ramban, but there's only a certain amount we could do. So I want to focus B'siyata D'Shemayah on the Rashba. So let's take a look. Let's pick up with his... Let's go. You know, it's great to have a feeling that you've done something from beginning to end. So let's start from the beginning. V'hiksha Ramban. This is on Tav Kuf Mem Gimel, on the first column. Tikshar Ramban, Heichem Midami Get Lechov. Dilma Holech Begitin Lav Kischei B'Pikadon Kischei. Da Filu B'Mama Nami Iko Pluksa Bein Matan L'Pikadon. Da B'Pikadon Holech Kischei, Matana Holech Lav Kischei. Kidam Rinam B'Shili B'Perikamad B'Chilton Lach Kerub Shimin Anasi. V'Lom Safkalon Klaus. There's no suffix over there at all. How could it be? So the Kasha is, how could it be that in our Sugya, we have a suffix if it's a B'Ferish Gemara that Holech is Lav Kischei. Ubereish hasholeyach. Nami amrin and amar abayishlech matan kishliach haget. And there also we say holech is lav kisrei. V'tireitz and the Ramban answered. The dilma svirle to get nami kivan shi machzeres liskarish v'osa shliach hakabola af hu gomer megarish v'arehu ke'en pikadon o kechov. Damrin and bu holech kisrei. Mashen kiv matan and dekiv nevidai teyod. So he says that the get is going to be like the case of pikadon. It's been initiated. Rotzu litein b'maton, in contrast to matana, that he wants to give it slowly, v'nimlach v'chozo v'nimlach. Okay. V'inami, kivan de pligi batanoi tuva, svir le daf matan lo kisri, v'lo shamina le l'rab behed yedimash l'chilik, tof is daite d'armina mikula kisri, u'metarits na lami, ha'iswara l'rab chadimilsa. Or else, you could say that since there's a machlokas tanoim, so Rav sort of left it in this open window without a psak. But the Ramban continues, and he says the Rashba is continuing b'das Ramban. V'anan kaimelam beget the holif kelav kischei to lo dami lepikadon el lematana the daitem igarish. So ultimately, says the Rashba in the name of the Ramban. But we don't paskin this way. We paskin that Halech is Lav Kiske. Ukumaskan the Basroi. Ukidamra Abaye do Basra. And he says, but we're going to paskin like Abaye, who is the Basra. Shliach Matan Kishliach Haget. Mashliach Haget Halech Lav Kiske. Da Amalom Safkle Midi Beget. Tolof Lav Kiske. So the Ramban himself paskins that we don't follow Rav. And we don't follow this approach to say that there is this in between, and to say that get could fall into the category of kisrei, but rather we paskin holech is lav kisrei. The Ramban himself points out that that's exactly what we read in the Rif. In the Rif, we saw that we had Rav had a suffek, but at the end of the day, then he quotes Abaye, and therefore we paskin holech is lav kisrei. Says the Raj, but that he's not entirely convinced. Yecholani letaritz, hada amar abaye shlich matan reikis shlich aget laholich lav kischei lav miderech borer ka'amar ela mesafke lekirav. He says maybe abaye had rav suffik umisveka lahachmer laabed lohavi kischei vicholetzes. In other words, abaye was saying that don't think that she's going to get divorced. What all Abaye meant to say is that it's considered like matana that she's not divorced. But it's essentially the same psak as Rav. And it's not comparable to chov and pikadon. The kiva the mashiyesh biyado bishel acherimu the mishadul sveikul kula the bailamu. Vinami yeshama da bayu damar bitar vayholach lav kislei lo bechad ampa the gabi get mesafkul gabi matana min avadai. So says the Rajba, there are two reasons that he's not convinced that the Ramban is right that we paskin against Rav. One of two reasons: either when Abaye says that it doesn't work by get, he means it doesn't work to work as a gerushin, and we have a suffix, and all he meant to say was it's not migureshes, but he didn't mean to say that it wouldn't be choletzes, or he meant to say that by mamonos holech is lav kischei legamri, but by get maybe we still have a suffix. So the Raj was not convinced that his grand Rebbe is correct. So he's not convinced that he's correct. Says the Rajba himself, a brilliant pshat. Umistabra li, the Rajba has a fascinating pshat. Marisha, it's brilliant. Umistabra li oid, da hasam b'shliach habalka omar. Says the Rajba, I'm going to give you another teretz that's going to be similar to what Tosas and the Ramban had already pointed out, but he's going to come to a different conclusion. The Hassam b'shliach habalka omar. I read this as the Hassam being Abaye. Abaye is talking about a case of the shliach habal. In other words, that the Abaye had said that if the Baal just comes along and says holech in a vacuum, such a case, then v'lo omar lo hi hiskabel. He's talking about the case, the opening case of our Mishnah. Ha'omer iskabel gets elishti, aholach gets elishti. Alma kei Mishnah seinu, shushliach habal. That's the first case of our Mishnah. V'hasam ikal neimer holach lav kischei. And over there, we're going to say holach lav kischei. V'lav lememra di'i kischei, imratza habal lachzar lo yachzar. But not to say in regards to Imratza Balachzar lo yachzar, not because of the halacha holech is kisrei. Sharechov hu leisha ve'ein chavin la'adam shelo b'fanav. The reason why it doesn't work is because it's a chov for the isha. So if the woman didn't appoint the shliach, then it's a chov. Just to put in brackets, v'amevin yavin, this is exactly along the lines that I was developing when discussing Rabbi Kiva Eger, that there's the sugya on Samach Beis on the Beis, where there isn't, the woman didn't appoint the shliach l'kabbalah, versus Samach Gimel Amid Aleph. The Rajba over here is making that exact point on Lamed Beis versus Samach Gimel Amid Aleph. He's saying, Samach Gimel Amid Aleph, going to Samach Gimel Amid Beis. There we're talking about where the woman made a shliach l'kabbalah. When did Abaye say that holech is not kischei when it comes to get? And said that the same thing is by matana. He was equating the following din. He was saying, just like when it comes to get, the halacha is it doesn't work as a kabbalah, as a schi, because it's a chov. So too, when it comes to matana, it doesn't work because there we paskin holech is lav kischei by matana for whatever reason, maybe for the Ramban's reason we said earlier. Avol hecha de amar lo iskabel v'amar lo abal holech b'ho hu de misafkelon. So here the Rajba pulls a chat, and the Rajba says that we have a suffek of how to look at hiskabel. V'achakach omer holech. I holech kischi dami olo. V'efshar di'isal hada abaye v'isal hada rav. And all the Gemaras could live together. No one has to be paskening against anybody. V'rav nami. I'll flesh out what that means shortly. V'rav nami de misafkele beget. I holech kischi olo. Lav memra de gabi matan gabi chov called the misaf galay. Rav had a unique suffix in regards to our sugya. In a case of where the guy says holech after the woman had sent the shliach to Kabbalah, when it comes to chov, we've already said that chov doesn't work. That's a beferish gemara. When it says when it comes to pagadon, for sure it works. Did I mix it up? I'm sorry, matana. When it comes to matana, then it for sure doesn't work. When it comes to chov and pikadon, then it for sure it does work. When it comes to get, depends on what get case. The get that there isn't an initiation from the woman from a shliach l'kabbalah, then that's going to be like holich lav kischei, like the case of matana. That's what Abaye said to us. Rav is talking about a different case. There's no mashmos that there was a suffix on your dial at Amid Beis to test Vav Amid Aleph. And on your dial at Amid Beis to test Vav Amid Aleph, there's no suffix. Then he adds, if there would have been a suffix, so then they should have brought up Shuda the Daini or Yachloku. The Gemara there Beferish says that we passing it doesn't work. Ella. In other words, this is classic. This is the Grand Talmud building off of the Grand Rebbe. Even though he's disagreeing, he's still using the Rebbe's Yisod. But he's coming to a very different Yisod than the Rebbe had said. The Rebbe had said that when it had been Mechadish, that when it comes to Kabbalah, so then in such a case, then you're going to say, then it's like Chov and Pikadon. Says the Rajva, well, I could do even better. I could make all the sugyas work, and no one's going to contradict. There's going to be no contradiction in the sugyas. And I'm going to use the Grand Rebbe's Yisod, but I'm going to use it to be Mazbir Gufa the Safik. That the Ramban never did. So he says like this, Ilam Atana Midah Minalei Mishum De Midaita Migarish. On the one hand, it's the Baal who initiates the Gerishin. So then in such a case, and it exists in a vacuum, then it's like Matana. And if it's like Matana, then Lav Kisri. Come on, Matana. Dai Tiyamva. O Kichov Dami, the Kivan Shemansa Yishliach Mechazeres Leskareyash, Gomer Hu Mezake Kichov Mebikadon. Or do you say that it's like, it's considered like Chov, because she appointed a Shliach? So the Rajva takes what his Grand Rebbe said, but his Grand Rebbe assumed one direction. The Ramban had assumed that for sure it should be like the case of Chov and Matana. Says the Rajva, Hagufa, that's exactly what Rav's Safek was. That's exactly what his Safek was. So could you help me here? What exactly is that Safek? In other words, the Ramban said, went with Tosis Adasof, Tosis on the bottom of Samach Gimel Amin Aleph. That Tosis had said that once you have a Shliach LeKabbalah, it's entirely different than the Sugya of Holech Kischi. While the Ramban says, Yakufa is what Rav is Suffolk is. Rav is Mesupak. Do you say that Gerushin at the end of the day comes from the Baal, it's Baal Korcha, etc., etc.? Or do you take into account what the woman is doing, that she created a shliach l'kabbalah. I see two tzadim, but I'm not sure what the lamda shechakira is. In other words, why would you focus on one and not focus on the other? Both points are valid. On the one hand, gerushin is initiated by the Baal. On the other hand, in this case, the woman came in and she said what she wants. So I'm not sure I have an omek of what that nekudas, what the nekudas hasafik is. Okay. You'll tell me what you come up with. Okay. But pshat we have clear. Continues the Rajba. Umishum hai sveku de ka'amar da havi shlucha vishlucha v'af agav de chiyashin alea mihal da amar da gav echov de holot kischev lo meshanin hachi. So you ask, and this could be why the Ramban didn't learn this way, but the Gemara didn't differentiate between the case of Chov and Gerush in this way. Umukli taime de kula mishum sveika, la taime de maksha kamahadr le, So ultimately, he points out that the Ramban might not have learned this way, because at the end of the day, the Gemara should have made that point, because the Gemara assumes is medame it to chov, but according to this pshat, it's really a suffix whether it's like chov or not. So the Rajba says that's a weak. He's honest, and he says that's a weakness in this pshat. Okay. The truth is, the Ravid already said this bedas harif. The Rajba is going to say, I'm not disagreeing with the Grand Rebbe. I am supporting already what the Grand Rebbe said. What I said is what the Ramban himself, who claims that he's going big fair riff, there's room to read that back into the riff. If you take a look at the Ravid on the riff, so the Ravid on Aleph. Hadam rina baholich v'tel anasa shulcha v'shulcha v'choletzas al masafka yoholich kizchiyolo v'rav kosev zua memra al mahochi ilchasa. So he says, if the Rif brings down Rav, so then we're passing that way. In other words, Rabbosai, when I read the Rif the first time, and this is how the Ramban v'amev and Yavin seem to have read the Rif, the Rif brings down Rav Safek. And then he says, and Abaye paskins, holech is lav kischi. That's the way I read the riff. But the Ravid, I think, is going to say, but why in the world, and by the way, the Rambam also, the Ramban mentions, and he quotes the Rambam, and he says, this is how the Rambam paskins. But the Ravid's going to be bothered, why did the riff even quote Rav Safek? It sounds like he's paskining like Rav. So how can you have your cake and eat it? How can you have, on the one hand, have a suffik arav, yet paskin like Abaye? So the Ravid goes into the same place of the Rajba. V'iku dekashulei, tohad amrin imperik ha-shleich amar Abaye nakdin shleich matan reyek kishleich get, mayin afki lhoch lav kishchi, alam pshitul an deholich lav kishchi beget. V'iku lameymar, debelow amr lehi skabul de pshitul an de lav kishchi. V'chi misafkul an heichad amr lehi skabul v'amr lehi hu holech v'tenla. Basically, what the Rajba took 40 words to say, the Ravid says in 10 words, if not more and not less. So how did the Ravid read maybe the Rif? That the Ravid means, when the Ravid says, V'alocha kirav nasan da'omer holech lav kisrei de'garsim perikah sholeach, he's only talking about in the case of holech kisrei in a vacuum, where there isn't a shliach l'kabbalah. But if there's a shliach l'kabbalah, ein hachanami, then in such a case, you have a suffix. And so you're going to have to read the riff as having two parts to his psak. I think the Ravid's even claiming that that's how the riff is to be read. It's a little bit dochuk in the riff, but that's how the Ravid's learning. Okay, so we have Ramban's mahalach. The Ramban says, we don't paskin like my mahalach. And the Rajba says, no, I like your mahalach so much. I think that's gufa, the suffix of Rav. And then it depends. It's not always that holich is lav kisrei. There are times holich is kisrei. And that is going to depend on what is the attitude of the Isha. That once the Isha has already showed us that she wants it, so then it becomes like the case of chov and pikadon. Mitzuyah. Let's go to Lamed Beis. On Daf Lamed Beis, the Rishonim are bothered by a fundamental question that really comes full circle that we started with in Perek Haskabel. So let's take a look in the... This is the booklet that has a Ramban with the Pnei Yoshua and Reb Shteinman. So if you take a look in Perek Revi, in Perek HaShalech, there's a short Ramban. In contrast if I could speculate, Reb Tzvi's favorite Rajba so far from the sixth parak, which is in the fourth parak. So the Ramban is very, very short. In contrast to the Rajba, he's very, very short. So the Ramban says, in Dibra Maschil Shliach Matana, says the Ramban like this. So what did we say? Holech is lav kisli. And where did we see that from? We saw that from Get. That Get also, holech is lav kisli. Frekte heilige Ramban kashalon. Hechi tali habaha. How in the world did Abaye say that just like when it comes to shliach matana, so just like it comes to get, we say holech zlav kischei, so too by shliach matana he paskins. Shliach matani, Amar Zachi, Kanalo miyad. Shliach haget, Havagav do Amar Zachi, lav klumhu. Ask the Rambana such a basic question. The Rambana asks a very, very basic question on Abaye. You're right, holech is a vague word. We don't know what the word holech means. And we have a big question whether holech is kischei or not. Okay, let's talk about non-vague words, okay? What happens if a husband says, Zichi, for my wife, a get. So it's also nothing. Because a chov.
Unless she sent the shliach.
Unless she sent the shliach, that's his answer. But Zichi, in general, doesn't work. So the whole dimion to matana is strange, because matana is a schus. This is a chov. So Abaye's whole yisod is so strange. She'ein zach chovin la'adam shlo b'fanav. Vilav bishum holech lav kamer kischiu has nothing to do with whether you sell hold holech is kischi or not. It's because it's a chov. Abaye doesn't make any sense. Asks Ramban. And for the Heilige Ramban, if you will, his yisod. Vilav milsihi dachi pirusha b'shliach haget afal bisham lo eskabeli giti there. As Meir pointed out, there he said to make a get after she had shown that she wanted it. Im Omar Abal Holech v'ratzalach sechozer. So then he could still be chozer. V'il Omar zachei v'ratzalach ain't a chozer. But if he said zakei, then you can't be chozer. In other words, says the Ramban, there is a full dimyon. Because if you hold that Holech is kischi, she already showed us, it's a schus for her. She appoints a shliach. Here, we're at the Holy Grail now, Ritzi, right? Because here it's black on white. That when the Ramban says that if she appointed the shliach, so then in such a case, then that already is a schus. That's enough to be considered a schus. Now, Rabosai, notice the knetch over here. Even if he was oker the shlichus. Even if he's okay the shlichus. Dahainu, even if he's using the word holech, but if the word holech could mean kischi, so then in such a case, then what he's doing is he's affirming her, what she had said, and we're interpreting whether this holech is kischi or not, assuming that what she said is a zchus. We're assuming that what she wanted is a zchus. V'yil omer zachei, ratzalach sar ein echozer. So the Ramban concludes that the Rif was even paskening against this. In other words, that the Rif said, even in this case, it doesn't work. Just like the halacha by Matana. So it's a dimyon to Matana, because both are zechuyos, yet the Ramban al Pishitaso says that the Rif paskin holich lav kisrei in all cases. Okay? Very good. Interesting, the Rajba is much more of an Arich. So he solved the problem. What did the Ramban do? The Ramban says, Ramban doesn't have the complexity, the nuance of the Rajba, that the Amoroyim themselves were misupak about his Svara, but rather there was some Amoroyim that paskin like one Svara, some Amoroyim that paskin not like that Svara. So, we have, the Ramban says, that you could be medame to Matana, but nevertheless, we paskin holech is lav kischei. Such a svara, but we paskin against it. That's how the Ramban learns. But it doesn't remain a safek lahalacha, according to the Ramban. Contrast to the Rajba, it does. Comes along the Rajba, on Lamed Beis. Correct. Safek in regards to getting. Correct. Chov and pikadon are fine. That for sure works. And then, matana for sure doesn't work. Correct. According to everybody. But, okay. Comes along the Rajba. And the Rajba Lamed Beis starts with the Ramban's Kasha. Everybody has a Kasha. But the Rajba uses this and to get to raise the things that Rav Tzvi wanted someone to raise, that because he ultimately says, wait a second, is it a schus, is it a chov, is it, everybody's been assuming that gerushin is a chov, maybe there are times that it's a schus, but the starting point is this problem. The starting point of this famous Rajba is the Ramban's problem. And let's see the Rajba inside. Says the Rajba, Dibur Maschil Shliach Matana, Ika de Makshu, Ubeget, Mai Holech Lak Yisrei Shayach Bey. Tafilu Omar Lo Zachei Beget Zeh Liishti Lo Omer Klum. Uka de Sanya Perakama, Chozer Hu Be Isha, She'en Chavin Lo Adam Shlo Befanim. So this is another Gemara that maybe I should have put on the board as well. And that's the Gemara in Yud Aleph Amabez. And the Gemara Yud Aleph Amabez says that you can't be zoch on behalf of a woman, a get, because it's ein chav and l'adam shlo b'fam. It's a mishnah already on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. So that's, he repeats the Ramban's kasha. V'im tomar, so now here v'im tomar, not to get confused, here v'im tomar is a teretz. This is going to be the Ramban's teretz. V'im tomar, if you're going to say the Ramban's teretz, tahacha b'sha'asol yishya shliach l'kabala v'u omar holach tenla, di'av emrin holach yizchei havi megureshes, maybe you'll say no, that over here you would say it's a schus because she appointed the shliach. Ha lekel meimrachi, because svuke nisafgalon v'perek yiskabel. So the Rajba gets stuck. The Rajba says, you want to say that it's obviously a schus? Says the Rajba, no. Rav had a suffix about it. And for the Rajba, it's even a suffix aliba de hilchasa. So that's not enough, because if you're going to say that, then you're going to get caught in Rav's web of the suffix. So I just want to point out the obvious, just to do the obvious. The Ramban solved all the problems with his simplistic approach. As we might have been nena very much how the Rajba took the Grand Rebbe's Torah and he made everything Aliba de Hilchasa. But then once he makes everything Aliba de Hilchasa, so, and everything works, and Rav's a separate category, and Chov is one category, and Matana is another category, and you don't have to paskin against anybody. That's what the Rajba and Ravid are Marviach. But at the end of the day, then the Ramban's teretz about Abaye falls away because we're saying the Rajba's whole approach is that Rav holds that's a suffix. If Rav holds a suffix, then that's not going to be a schus. So the Rajba gets stuck. And he gets stuck, and he gets stuck, and he gets stuck. And that leads the Rajba then to start saying, wait a second, maybe Gerushin is a schus at times. In other words, according to the Ramban, the Rajba says, wait a second, how do you know that it's, what happens if she says that she wants to get divorced? Maybe that's the case. And then the Rajba says, but no, there's a Beferish Yerushalmi that says that it's a chov. But according to the Ramban, we don't need to get into all the things that the Rajba gets into, behemshech. In other words, let me spell out a little bit more. The Rajba, in the next column, I can't go through the whole Rajba, but on top of Reish Tes, the Rajba attempts a simple answer that got Rav Tzvi very excited. I'm not sure if it was this line that got him excited, but in Pshat, this is really, in terms of Pshat Rav Tzvi, this is really the turning point of the Rajba. Five lines from the top in Reish Tzadi, you have the following line in the Rajba. V'savara yusi l'faresh. I thought to explain our Gemara the following way. In other words, I thought to answer the Ramban's kasha the following way. Da vaday b'shluchin da'alma k'shliach d'masnisin. Here we're talking about a case where the woman said, then he comes back to our first day. But the Yerushalmi says it's a chov, so I get stuck. Okay? So the Rajba thought that he has a simple answer. That's what Rav Tzvi surmise, maybe you could say Bedas HaBavli, that the Bavli actually holds this way. And then he says, but he has a Yerushalmi that's against it. Ultimately, he doesn't go with that answer. Ultimately, he doesn't go with the Savar HaYisi Lomar. So that was Ritzvi and I outside of Shira being Masupah. Does the Rajba really, really hold this? I want to do something, just point out something a little more subtle. First of all, let's just review what we have in the Lamed Beis, and then just point out something maybe more subtle, but I think is just as valuable in terms of Hilchos Gerushin and some of the other things that we were discussing before. So again, to summarize, we saw that the Ramban says that you could be medame matana to get because the Isha was memane ashliach lekabal, and then it's a schus. The Rajba can't be silver that. That's the Lushitaso for today. The Rajba can't be silver that because what the Rajba already taught us that Rav is Mesupak, whether that's considered enough to be considered a Zuchus. And the Rajba al-Pishitaso, none of the Amoraim are arguing. And Abai is not arguing with Rav. So if Abai is not arguing with Rav, that's not going to be the Pshat over here. So that's why the Ramban is very short. And the Rajba is very, very long. Because now the Rajba gets stuck. How are you gonna be Mefarnes? How are you gonna be Mefarnes Abaye based on what he knows he's gonna learn on Samach Gimel Amud Beis? That's the summary from Daf Lamed Beis. My final ha'ara now is, so the Rajba then gets stuck, and the Rajba then says, oh, maybe we'll have to say that's a schus when she's Megaladas. He says, but I can't disagree with Yerushalmi. L'chura, that's how he comes out, that I can't disagree with Yerushalmi. But Rav Tzvi, I think I did find you a Manda Amr that goes halfway to what you were saying. And that is that the Ramban himself. Because what's the Ramban saying? The Ramban is saying that if we have an appropriate Gilui Das, so then in such a case, we don't have the problem of Chov. So, if an appropriate Gilui Das is appointing a Shliach LeKabbalah, even if, right, the Yerushalmi says that's true, that when she appoints a Shliach LeKabbalah, she can't be Chozeres. But what happens if you have a case in where the husband says Holech? Right? And let's say Holech is Lav Kischi for a moment. Let's say Holech is Lav Kischi. But what does the Ramban assume? The Ramban assumes that the notion of appointing a Shliach LeKabbalah is already going to be considered a Schus for her. So what we see from the Ramban is, we see two things. Number one is there's room to argue that's Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi. That's, it could be Rav Tzvi and Seder was arguing such a thing. That there's room that you have Abaye who says on Lamed Beis, seems to say that it is a Schus. And the Rajba has a fleeting Hav Amina, but then he seems to be Chozer from the Yerushalmi. But alternatively, you do have a Ramban. That the Ramban said that aside from the Yerushalmi's case, that there are instances where it's considered a zechus for the woman to get divorced. For example, the moment in which the woman said hiskabel, so then that would be enough if all we needed was the zechus to say holich is kischi. Now, let's say I said technically, Holech is lav kisri. Let's say I paskin holech is lav kisri. Was the Ramban ever chozer from the idea that when a woman says iskabel ligiti, it's a schus for her? No. What's that? Ein hachanami. Oh, very good. I want to make that point. Yes, I want to make that point. Okay, very good, very good. Okay, you're saying this. There's a simpler way of saying this. I have no problem with accepting that. Ein hachanami. No, but I'll explain why I don't think why my raya is better than the Mishnah itself. I'll explain to you. The simple way of being the way the Gemara seems to approach the Mishnah is that the shaila is that the woman made a shliach lekabbalah. So then in such a case, when a woman makes a shliach l'kabbalah, so then in such a case, the shliach works as a shliach l'kabbalah. If the husband was oker the shliach to a shliach l'holacha, so then in such a case, maybe we have to be choshesh, according to Yerushalmi, that she was choseres, according to Yerushalmi. According to the Ramban, There's absolute hafuch. There's no mashmos in such a case that she was chazaras. Dahainu, that according to the Ramban, once she makes a shliach lekabbalah, there's you see from here that you're not choshesh that she was chazaras. That's what I'm bringing out. What's that? Let's say holich was lav kischi. But it's only the only problem is because the word holich doesn't mean kischi. And that means that he was okay. But you see that it's enough. You see that it's considered a schus. We consider it a schus. We see his skabel is considered a schus. That's what I'm trying to bring out. That you lav dafkid you see from the Mishnah itself. If you didn't follow this last point, that's fine. It's okay. You had mentioned the Mishnah. So I want to point out, Rabbeinu Kreskes doesn't like the Ramban at all. If you take a look at Rabbeinu Kreskes. That's the third. I photocopied that independently. I decided to mention this later on. So he quote the Rabbeinu Kreskes asks the Ramban's kasha, and he quotes the Ramban and he rejects it out of hand. He rejects the Ramban out of hand. He says v'kashalon, again the same kasha. How could you have zechi? V'atu zechei mi mahani? V'chovu liisha ve'en chavu la'adam shlo v'fanav? V'ikamad am denafkimina kishasor shli ha'isha. Shliach lekabbalah. Dahasam vadei amar leizachi mahani. Daschusula ilav. Umiyu ze einoy klum. Says Rabbeinu Kreskes. He doesn't quote the Ramban by name. Says this is crazy. Dahasam biyivamis asikna delav schusula. The tav the meisav tandu mil meisav arnu. So what we do see is you have Rabbeinu Kreskes that comes along and says that it's an absolute, that's an absolute chav. So I saw brought down Zaki, and this, you just reminded me of this, that the Oneg Yomtev comes along and the Oneg Yomtev asks, but what, how is he going to mefarnes the Mishnah of Iskabel Giti?
And the Shakal
Tari there. So the Oneg Yomtev has Yishuv. He tries to be Miyashev. Rabbeinu Kreskes. In other words, your point is correct in terms of Rabbeinu Kreskes. But that would be a kasha on Rabbeinu Kreskes' kasha. But at the end of the day, what's clear is so this is what I want to share with you, that you're right, that you have that Mishnah Miskavel. But clearly, what is the Nekudas HaMachlokas over here now? Obviously, Rabbeinu Kreskes is going to have to read the Mishnah of Iskabel differently. You now have a fundamental machlokas between Rabbeinu Kreskes and the Ramban. Rabbeinu Kreskes is the way, the pashtus of the Yerushalmi. And he claims it's the Bavli as well. That's a chov legamri. But Ramban is saying that there are, the moment in which the woman created, there are cases where a woman creates a shliach, that a woman's megala her das, that we consider it's a schus. That's what I wanted to show. And it starts with pshat of how you miyashev samach gimel amabez. How do you learn up? And how you miyashev all the sugyas. So according to the Ramban, whether holech is kischei or not, whether the shliach becomes a shliach lekabbalah, or the shliach, that's my nekuda, whether the shliach becomes a shliach lekabbalah or doesn't become a shliach lekabbalah, point is that the Ramban is saying that iskabel is enough to remove the chav. There reaches a certain threshold that removes the chov of gerushin. Rabbeinu Kreskes can't imagine. How could that be? There's nothing that's going to remove the chov. How's Rabbeinu Kreskes going to learn the sugya in Perek, the Mishnah of Iskabel? Zaki's ha'ara, that all I was doing in the Ramban is repeating the Mishnah. So he's going to. There are different ways of reading the opening sugya, and that's what the Oneg Yomtev has. I could find you the Marimokum where if you want to look up the Oneg Yomtev. Hayotze midvareinu is that this machlokas between the Rajba and the Ramban of how to read Rav Safek, is Rav having a Safek that's a Safek that's a repeat of an old Safek? I'm sort of saying this a little bit differently than before. I'm summarizing with a nuance now. That Rav has a Safek that was a repeat of a previous Safek, and then, in other words, Holech Kiski or not, and then we paskin against Rav. That's how Ramban understands. That's what the Rif was doing, and so on and so forth. Or Rav is taking an idea that the Ramban had said, that the one who says that get is different is because there's a shliach lekabbalah, maybe gufa that was Rav Safik. And then we come out that we now have clear halacha lemaisa according to everybody. This is stam, just gishmak, that one of the hardest sugyas in Gittin, we now have clarity of the basic rules, that we have a bunch of gemaras, and we now have clear each of the gemara, what each of the gemaras say. We have a gemara on Yudalit Amid Aleph that tells us that when it comes to Pikadon, for sure, Holich is Kisnei. We have a gemara on Yudalit Amid Beis that tells us that when it comes to Matana, Holich is Lav Kisri. And then we have a gemara of Abaye that says that by Get and Matana, Holich is Lav Kisrei. But maybe that's only in the cases, a case of where it's a chov when it comes to get. But if it's going to be a case of a zechus, so then in such a case, then the Rajba says, gufa, that becomes a shaila. The shaila becoming, when we have the case of where the woman was mamana shliach, do we say that in such a case the Baal is holding on to the whole thing, and we don't focus on the zechus on behalf of the isha? Or do we say, no, the woman, the schus of the isha is critical over here, and then in such a case, then it could very well be that he's making a shliach lekabbalah. Maybe we would say holich kischei, and that is a suffix. We never came up with a good lumdus of what that suffix is, but that's the suffix. That question that you have according to Rav, so that's going to affect how you're going to deal with the sugya al namid beis, because if that's a question that stands by itself according to Rav, and you're going to want Rav to work with Abaye, so then in such a case, then you're not going to be able to answer the question of what was Abaye doing by saying that Abaye was telling us that it's a zchus in the case of Iskaba. Because we want Abaye, according to Rajba, to work with Rav. So then the Rajba gets stuck, and the Rajba then goes to such an extreme, and the Rajba then says, okay, so maybe she was Megala Hadas by saying that. Then the Rajba says, but that goes against the Beferish Yerushalmi. So Rajba backs down. So the Rajba, I'm not necessarily convinced, from the Rajba, Reb Tzvi's point, that the Bavli holds anything different than the Yerushalmi, according to Rajba. It could be it's there, I didn't see it yet. Okay, so that's within the Rajba. But I am willing to accept that according to the Ramban, who says that the halacha is that in our sugya, Abaye was giving his psak even when the woman made a shliach lekabbalah, and when she makes a shliach lekabbalah, then it's a zechus. So it could be technically, in terms of the sugya of holech kischi, we're going to pask in holech is lav kischi, but what do I come out? I come out with another diamond from the Ramban. The diamond that I come out with the Ramban is the Ramban didn't need that whole other arichos to solve chavin or lo chavin. In the case of where you make a shliach lekabbalah, then in such a case it will work. This might be a diamond that could have nafkaminas la'alacha. In other words, the hainu, I don't know hilchos gerushin, I've never learned hilchos gerushin, but if I could show that, I don't know, it's God forbid, in the case of abusive husband or something like that, and I could show that the threshold of a schus in such a case would be equal to the threshold of making a shliach lekabbalah, maybe in such a case, then there would be a tzchus on behalf of the isha, and then in such a case, then there would be a makar. While according to Yerushalmi, in the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi said even when she's megala das, you always have to be choshesh that she was choseres. But according to Ramban, we're not choshesh that she's choseres. Not only in a case of where there was a shliach lekabbalah. Even in a case where there you don't retain the shliach lekabbalah. Simply the fact that she was megala a shliach lekabbalah for the Ramban is going to be enough to turn our sugya into a zchus. And to be talui of whether you say holech is kischi or not. So that becomes a separate question of the words. What do the words holech mean? But a zchus, we got it into the darga, siyata d'shmaya of a zchus. One final point, and then Shova, go ahead.
How does the Ramban understand the Yerushalmi?
So very good. So what Reb Tzvi and I were speculating and say there, and this gets back to some of my points that I made in Rashi in the beginning of the sugya, is that it's the Ran ran with the Yerushalmi. From Rashi, we saw the first of all Rashi in the beginning of the sugya did not learn like the Ran. And it could be that there's no the Bavli doesn't go as far as the Yerushalmi. So the answer might be, it might be a machlokas bavli Yerushalmi. It might be a machlokas bavli Yerushalmi. That could possibly... Yes, ma'am.
You say that the fact that she treated the shliach shows it's more of a maisa as opposed to
vital. Very good. So the
it's all talk before it's walk.
Correct. The Yerushalmi says that beferish. Yerushalmi says what you just said. Yerushalmi says that when a woman, we're not choshesh that she's choseres when she created shliach lekabbalah. So... that's true. But the Yerushalmi is mefurish in the Yerushalmi. But if the Shliach LeKabbalah would be switched into Shliach LeHolacha, so then we don't assume that's anymore as a chus. Okay? So now, what I'm pointing out according to the Ramban is that the Ramban is saying that by appointing a Shliach LeKabbalah, by definition, that's being Megala Herdas, that it's a zechus. And more than just that, and that Gilui Das we assume is going to stand. In contrast to Yerushalmi that says it's only because she made a Maisa. But if the Maisa was Ne'akeres, we have to be Choshesh that she's Choseres. That's Mefurish in the Yerushalmi.
Right, I don't understand. Once she did the Maisa, so whether or not the Shlichus was...
Oh.
How does that change your doubt?
Very good. Very good. So we discussed that question in one of the earlier Shurim. We asked that Kasha, and we gave a Yisod from the Achron and Be'al Chazak of a Maisa. We gave a Pshat. But that was... I don't want to get stuck in that problem. That's a great question. We tried to answer that already previously. Yeah.
You can't say that the Ramban's motive told that the Ramban would agree that if you're accurate, he would disagree with the Ram. The whole thing we spoke about in the Ram, even though the Ram agrees with the Yerushalmi, Shem Achazer, he's still right. Asking the she's a man of Shef of Kabbalah, it's those posts.
Okay.
So when the Ramban could agree with all that, and then there's no machlok.
And then you're saying.
When the machlok is about the Yerushalmi, the Ramban would agree that when she's a man of Shef of Kabbalah, it's a schos. Based on the
right, but over here by us it doesn't sound like that, because by us it's mashma. But by us it's mashma that we need to, we're looking to create a zechus, and we've created a zechus. We've created a... But you're saying it's only a zechus b'toras his maisa, and the moment in which you turned it into a shliach laholacha, so then you go back to the chazaka de meikara.
Only Rabbi wants to get just a case where whole good raya.
But this doesn't sound like that to me. I hear what you're saying. It doesn't sound like that. I hear. It doesn't sound like that to me. I hear what you're saying. One final point. Taisus alam beis and beis. Taisus the Ramaslo leholech lav kischidami. So Taisus is an entirely different word. Taisus says beget lo shayach lo maholech kischi. The afilu zechi nami lo mahaniy velo nake elasimna ba'alma. Taisus just says, of course that by get. You would never think holich is kischi because it's a chov. Tosis doesn't even; he just says a simen ba'alma. So we must mention that according to Tosis, there's nothing to fudge with as far as the chov is concerned. The Rajba was trying to play with it that it should be considered a little bit of chov. According to Tosis, it doesn't start. Okay. I, by the way, Zaki, I hear your point. I just, the sound that I'm getting from the Ramban is not, it sounds to me more, but I'm not saying your Havana is wrong. Maybe I'll have to work hard to try to see whether your approach, mine is correct or not. But either way, B'siyata D'Shmaya, the goal of what I wanted to do was to map out the Shitas, to map out the Shita of the Rajba in contrast to the Ramban, and to see that how that famous Rajba in Lamed Beis really starts and goes in a very, very different direction than the Ramban based on the way the Rajba learns Rav by us. Okay, that's Siyata Deshmaya. And Mirtz Hashem, we're going to continue on. There isn't that much to say about Chazar Shlichus Eitzel HaBaal, so I'd like you to do all the way to the Mishnah. There's a fascinating, there's these Taisusin on the bottom, on Samach Gimel and Mebeis are fascinating, but I think there are a few more Ha'aris I'm going to make before we're not going to start the Mishnah.
The
Shlish and Pikadon?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Very intense. Very intense. Baruch Hashem. Okay.